South Africa is said to have one of the highest telecommunication costs in the world. We also know that the spectrum allocation has been identified by government as one of the key priorities to help boost economic growth. However, the Finance Minister, Tito Mboweni, telling SABC News this past week that the process of spectrum allocation has been marred by corruption and greed, which has resulted in many analysts saying, wait a minute, government is refusing to take responsibility for its own contribution to such delays. Spiwe Chireka is a telecommunications industry expert, joins me on the line now. Spiwe, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa.
Where is the disconnect, do you think, where the president clearly states in not one but multiple speeches that he's delivered that the spectrum allocation is going to be a game changer and that it is absolutely necessary, and yet we are continuing to see these delays in allocating that spectrum?
Right. So on the one hand, you see that, you know, on the part of government through ICASA, right, they've come out and let's put it this way, they've decided to finally get on with it because, as you rightly said, the president has been saying it, even industry has been saying it, we need spectrum. So on the one hand, you've got ICASA now finally, oh, let's get a move on with it, right? However, on the other hand, you also have the industry saying, whoa, 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 wait, you know, we can see what you're trying to do. But when we look at the process that you're trying to follow, on the one hand, it is considered unfair because, as you may know, the government is trying to prioritize smaller black companies in the auction, right? Some are calling it irrational in the sense that, hang on, you are about to do an auction spectrum when the actual spectrum we need, particularly in what they call the digital dividend, which is supposed to be created when we migrate to digital TV, when that part is not available, it makes no sense. How are we supposed to plan when we don't know when that will be available, if at all, right? So you've got, on the one hand, concerns, right, about some aspects of the proposed allocation. On the other hand, you do have a government trying to go after, trying to live up to its promises, right? Like you said, the president saying let's do it because I think sure we'll do it, but then you also then have the other side saying no, we can't really do this. So that's where we kind of have that disconnect now between trying to get a move on and then all these other concerns that are coming up.
This has been going on for 10 years, though, Spiro. I mean, the first time I did an interview of this nature about the allocation of the spectrum was literally just over 10 years ago.
Oh, yes, and rightly so. So what's happening now with the spectrum issue, right? And depending on which way you want to look at it. So 10 plus years ago, right, we can say that the delays, the blame for the delays lays squarely with the government, right? I'm sure, as you know, at some point, I think when it was still, you know, when it's now DTPS, but I mean, I'm sure it was one of the ministries with the highest churn in ministers, right? And that lack of continuity in the leadership, yes, we did pay the price because for 10 years, we did not have a plan for the digital TV migration, which subsequently affects the allocation of spectrum. So that's why we're here today, right? However, now we are at the cusp of actually getting it right. And in all fairness, while, yes, some of the concerns may be valid from the industry side, we need to realize that no spectrum allocation is ever perfect. There's always going to be winners and losers. There's always going to be aspects where if you do try and perfect them, we'll be sitting here for another 10 years. So, yes, I would say up until 2019/2020, ICASA was to blame, right, and the ministry. Now we also now are getting to a point where we're like, you know, even to the industry itself, listen, it's not going to be perfect. How long are we going to have to wait again until it's perfect? Can we get a move on, you know, with it? And of course, you know, you do know that things like spectrum allocation have to be done as close to perfect as possible because it's very difficult to reverse if you get it wrong. However, now we have to choose. Do we need to move on or do we want a perfect process? That's my view. Thanks.
The reality is, though, Spira, ultimately it's the people of South Africa who continue to pay the ultimate price, right? And I agree with you, by the way. If you look at any similar process undertaken by any country, first world or not, there are always complications and complexities that needed skilled negotiation to get around. But we continue to pay an extraordinary amount for bandwidth. We continue to be limited in terms of what telecommunications can do for us to unlock a lot of the socioeconomic challenges that we discuss on a daily basis.
That is correct. So at the end of the day, we need the spectrum, right? For reasons that you've alluded to, the one being that we need good, solid, reliable telecoms, right, or connectivity. The reality is that 99% of us operate either through a mobile modem in the house, providing us Wi-Fi, or through our mobile phones. So we need good, solid connectivity. And this spectrum is going to unleash better, faster, more reliable technologies like 5G, right, on the other hand. So that is definitely important. And let's look at the times we're in, right? I foresee us working from home in the near future. That is becoming the norm. And with that, you need good, reliable connectivity, amongst other things. So that is a key aspect that we get to pay for, because I don't know when was the last time you were on the road and you tried to watch a YouTube video. It is painful. Like, you cannot do that, let alone run a conference call while on the road. It just doesn't work. So that's the one aspect. The second aspect is the one of the cost of telecommunications. On the other hand, we have this new technology that can do more on less, meaning that if the telcos are having to spend less on doing more, then consequently we can hopefully get lower prices. Although I must caution, right, lower prices often require some strong interventions from the regulator. It doesn't happen naturally, even if we move to the new technology. But definitely, is it a potential benefit we could have? Definitely. The issue now is that telecoms is no longer a luxury. It's becoming actually a fundamental right. Access to data is moving closer to being the same fundamental right as water, as sanitation, as electricity. So we definitely, definitely need to get a move on. And one of the areas to start is the access side. Make the networks available so that people can access it. And this is why the spectrum auction would definitely have stronger ramifications all the way to people like you and me.
Indeed, Spira, thank you very much for those insights. Spira Chireka, telecommunications industry expert. What we also know is that the spectrum allocation will ensure equitable distribution for smaller players to compete fairly in the market. This will help enhance competition and provide affordable prices for the benefit of all consumers, which is what Spira Chireka was alluding to there in the end.